A plea deal between prosecutors and the wife of Enron's former chief financial officer collapsed today. A federal judge in Houston refused to accept the sentencing agreement for Lee Fastow. Lee Fastow's lawyers immediately withdrew her guilty plea, saying they'll go to trial instead. The ruling was a blow for Lee Fastow and her husband Andrew, who's pleaded guilty to dozens of charges. It could also be a setback for prosecutors, as NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
Federal prosecutors and Lee Fastow's lawyers thought they had it all worked out. Of course, they thought they had it all worked out 3 months ago, too. The deal was this. Lee Fastow would go to prison for 5 months, then do 5 months in home confinement for her role in the Enron scandal. Fastow allegedly conspired with her husband to conceal illegal kickbacks from the off-balance sheet partnerships Andrew Fastow managed. But right from the start of today's proceedings, U.S. District Judge David Hittner indicated that he would not be bound by the negotiated deal. Hittner suggested that he might be inclined to sentence her to as much as 16 months in prison. Both the prosecution and the defense tried to argue the judge out of it. Mike DeGaren, Lee Fastow's lawyer, pleaded, "Don't get to the point, Judge, where you must prove something here. I'm not proving anything here," Hittner shot back. Prosecutors then tried to argue that case law dictated that Hittner must at least give a reason for refusing their plea agreement. "Show me," Hittner barked loudly. "Give me your cases right now." As it became apparent that the government had not done its homework, Hittner grew only more furious. And so Mike DeGaren withdrew Lee Fastow's agreement, and Judge Hittner set trial for June 2nd. Outside the federal courthouse, a somewhat mystified DeGaren voiced his disappointment.
"I was embarrassed. Embarrassed for the system. I don't recall a situation where neither the government was allowed to speak nor the defense was allowed to speak before an important decision like this was made."
The irony here is that prosecutors went after Lee Fastow because they wanted her husband to testify and he wasn't playing ball. The task force has said that Lee played an integral role in securing her husband's cooperation agreement. Andrew Fastow's testimony will be important to the government's case against former Enron president and CEO Jeff Skilling. With the high stakes, DeGaren seemed surprised that Judge Hittner was conducting a full court press against a relatively minor player like Lee Fastow.
"The agreement to plead guilty and to resolve all these matters at once included an agreed sentence, which was more harsh than most people in Ms. Fastow's position would have obtained in other courts."
The Justice Department was quick to say that this development did not affect its agreement with Andrew Fastow. But others, including a former federal prosecutor, are less certain. It could depend on the language of Andrew Fastow's plea agreement and whether he had the expectation that his wife's deal would hold true. One way or the other, the last thing prosecutors need is a star witness who is resentful that his wife didn't get the deal they were expecting. The prosecution of former CEO Jeff Skilling will be difficult under the best circumstances. Wade Goodwin, NPR News.